wicked, and their wretched ways brought us only ruination. It was the most powerful of the first witches, Sylvie Morizzi, that tethered our world to the Hell Realm. Her spells called upon death, and he answered. Esther's wide brown eyes blinked at me before gazing up at our mother, who tenderly laid a hand on my sister's cheek and shook her head. She tried to bend him to her will, steal his power to destroy all in her path, and furious with her boldness, he cursed us forevermore, vowing to take the lives of any witches without protection. For a long time, many witches fell to his thrall, taken in their prime, either on the run from humans or on the move to resettle in safe havens. Eventually, the covens came together to lay the foundations which would prevent this threat from taking more of our kind. Thus, we must ask penance and prepare ourselves on the Latkazotjak Natja. Bumps broke out over my flesh as I imagined the Reaper himself tilling witches like wheat fields, scythe in hand and hood covering his skeletal face. Of course, no one really knew what death looked like, and those who did were dead or weren't long for our world. Unfortunately, the spell wasn't a complete failsafe. Somehow, witches still succumbed to his call, despite our spells and precautions. Those whose power had awakened upon their 18th birthday, whose magic thrummed deeper and sung sweet harmonies to spirits both evil and benign. Witches like me. As if reading my thoughts, Mama pursed her plump lips and pottered to the stone hearth to boil some tea, scowling at the boarded window as if her wrangled mood would repel foul spirits. The blustery night only rattled the shutters harder, and I, too, glared at the window. A dark shadow swept past the cracks, and my stomach plummeted in fear. Mama turned to us both, a finger raised to her white lips, a fear in her eyes I'd never seen before. Perhaps the threat was higher now that I was of age, for she was a lion among lambs, and she did not scare easy. Esther made to dart to her, but I grabbed her bony shoulders tight and pulled her to my chest, clutching my sister in protective arms. "Don't move," I whispered in her ear, my breath pluming against her cheek. A foggy draft spilled into the room from under the front door, a coldness pooling before our feet known only to the dead. Esther whimpered, and I clamped a hand to her lips, stifling the sound of life, hoping death would continue his hunt elsewhere. The door was locked but not barred. He could touch the threshold, but he couldn't enter. Not without becoming trapped in the pentagram drawn one step inside the home. I drew ours with chalk provided by the Barna family, who owned the most wheat fields in our village. Never had I been more thankful for a shrewd old Marta. Three thumps sounded on the wood, then the gouging of claws swept down the grain. We all held our breath, not uttering a sound, as death lingered at the threshold. But sure enough, the cold abated, and the darkness lightened just a little, signaling his passing. We were safe. Well, those of us in the main house. The terrified bleats and whinnies of our sheep and horse sounded from the barn nearby, and my heart filled with dismay. My gaze darted to Mama, the words tumbling from my mouth. "I thought he was only interested in the souls of witches." Her silence spoke volumes, even if confusion distorted her features. My breath caught in my throat as I clutched Esther and closed my eyes, as if shutting out the world would prevent such terrible things from happening. Those poor animals. And it wasn't just their lives at stake. It was ours, too. Our livelihood. I snapped my eyes open again, but Mama only shook her head firmly, knowing my impulsiveness, the look in my steely gaze. I wilted against Esther.